Okay, while they're making their way up here, let's recap. We've had a lot of long gospels during the Lent season. Would you agree? Long gospels, a lot of readings. Do you remember what happened 2 weeks ago in the gospels? Jesus came to the well and there was a lady there. Do you remember that story? Remember then what happened? She was thirsty. And Jesus says, I know what I can do for you. I can give you living water. Right? And it helped her in her faith and her journey. And then last week, what happened? There was a man who didn't have the ability to see. That's right. And Jesus did what? He healed him. He said, see. Go forth and see and receive the light of the Lord. Pretty cool, huh? And then what happened today? Yes, sir. Oh. Yes, what happened? He brought a man back to life, Lazarus. Pretty awesome, huh? All of these gospel stories, they're great stories about our faith, about things that we can learn. So let's talk about something that happened in the gospel today. I want to talk about crying, weeping. What makes you guys cry? What kind of things do you cry about? Yes, ma'am?
I cry when there's spiders.
You cry when there's spiders. Yeah, that would be a good reason to bring some tears. Anybody else cry for reasons? You don't want to tell people why you cry? Sure. Do you cry when you think about your great-grandpa? Did he pass away? So that can bring a sadness, right? We can cry when we lose a loved one. That's right. What else might make us cry?
When you get hurt.
When you get hurt, like if you're running real fast and you fall down and you trip and you skin your knee and you're bleeding, and you have to go get a Band-Aid. Yeah, that might make us cry. Anything else that makes us cry? Yes? What else makes you cry? If you get hurt and you have to go to the hospital, that might make you cry. Why else might you cry?
When your sister makes you mad.
Oh, when your sister or your family makes you mad. Or if somebody makes fun of you. There's a lot of reasons that we cry, right? Did you guys notice that today's gospel had the shortest passage in all the Bible? The shortest verse. So you might know what that is. Do you know what it is?
It's like something like, it's like a verse, like it's really short.
It's really short. But do you know it was in the gospel today? Did anybody pick up on it? Does anybody know what that is? It tells us, it's two words. John chapter 11, 35, it's in the gospel. Do you know what it is?
My mom and dad.
Your mom and dad know what it is, right? They probably do. That's right. The shortest passage in all of the scripture, John 11, 35, Jesus wept. Did y'all pick up on that? I know it was a long gospel today. I'm asking you about two words in that gospel. Why did Jesus weep? Why was he crying? What was wrong? What was going on? Yes, ma'am. His friend died. Jesus came to the place where Lazarus was buried. And he looked around and he saw Lazarus' sisters. And they were crying. And he saw the Jews that were there, that were friends of Lazarus. And what were they doing? They were crying too. So Jesus was overcome with emotion and he started crying. But what was Jesus getting ready to do?
He was going to heal him,
bring him back from the dead. Now, what was going on in the gospel? How long did it say Lazarus was dead? How long did it say? 4 days. Why is that important? I'll tell you why it's important. Because the Jews thought that the soul left the body after 4 days. So here's Mary and Martha, and their brother has been dead for 4 days, and Jesus shows up. And they're like, great, you're late. He's dead. He's been dead for 4 days. His soul is gone. There's no hope. And then what does Jesus tell him? He says, watch this, guys. Let me show you something. He says, roll the stone away. And what do they tell him? Roll the stone away? It's going to do what? Oh. It's going to be bad smelling. There's going to be this stench. Because if he's been dead for 4 days, he's going to stink. But Jesus says, you know what? I can do this. And why can Jesus do that? Why did Jesus do that? Because he showed us a very important example that Jesus is bigger and stronger than what? Because Jesus is very kind, but it's also saying that Jesus is stronger than what? He's more powerful, he's more awesome, he's more amazing than? He was able to overcome what? What was it called? The process by which Lazarus was living and then he wasn't. What's that called? Death! Jesus is stronger and more powerful than death! So what Jesus tells us in the gospel is that there's always hope. Why is there always hope? Because Jesus is what? He's very strong. He's powerful. He's awesome. And the healing of Lazarus from the dead also foreshadowed something. What did it foreshadow? Somebody know what foreshadowing means? It means something that's going to come later. What was going to come later for Jesus? What was going to happen to him?
Nazareth.
Okay, right? He was gonna die. Jesus was gonna die. And then 3 days after he died, what happened? He rose from the dead to again show that he's stronger and more powerful than death. What an awesome story for us. That Lazarus was his friend, that he loved a lot, that Jesus is kind, he's merciful, he's powerful, he's awesome. He tells us that he's stronger than death itself. So what does that mean for us? Does that mean we should be scared of death?
No.
No, why not? Because we can go where? Oh, we can go to heaven. We can go be with Jesus forever in heaven. That's what he wants for us. That's what he wants all of us to do, is to open up our hearts and receive his love. And this story that we have in the gospel today, Lazarus comes back from the dead. And what happened when Lazarus was raised from the dead? He got out of the grave. Jesus said, "Lazarus, come out." And Lazarus gets up and he comes out. And did Lazarus come out of the tomb like a zombie? Was he like, "Whoa! No, I'm going to get you." No, what did he do? What do you think he did? He said, "Jesus, I love you. Thank you." And he went to Martha and Mary, his sisters. And what do you think he did? Gave him a hug, gave him a kiss, and said, "It's good to see you guys again. Were you worried about me? Were you scared?" No, I wasn't scared because I knew Jesus was in control. I knew Jesus was going to take care of me. So what does that mean for us? It means that Jesus can help us with what? If he can overcome death, if he can overcome sin, then he can overcome what? Everything. What kind of things are you scared of that Jesus can help you with? What kind of things are you afraid of? Yes, sir?
Monsters.
Monsters. Yeah, monsters are scary. That is true. Bad guys are scary. What else?
Getting lost
is scary.
Types of bugs.
How about, let's think outside the box. What do you think adults are scared of? What do you think your grown-ups in the pews are thinking? What are they afraid of? Yes, sir?
Roller coasters.
What else? What's that? Bills, being in debt, money, job, family being sick, family suffering, loved ones maybe dying. What else do you think adults are afraid of? Okay. So sometimes maybe parties can be scary, huh? But there's a lot of things that we're afraid of, but Jesus tells us what? If we're afraid, if we're sad, if we're sorry, where do we go? Where do we go? No, if we're scared, if we're afraid, where do we go?
Jesus.
We bring it to Jesus and we say, "Jesus, help me." Because Jesus was able to conquer sin. He was able to conquer death. He rose from Lazarus from the dead and he tells us, don't be afraid. So my friends, as we come together tonight to praise and glorify our God, we come before him because we're scared, because we're alone, because we feel afraid. And whatever it is that we're afraid of, let's bring that to our Lord and say, "Lord, I'm scared. Lord, I'm afraid. I can't do this without you." So whether it's bills or whether it's illness or sickness or a tough time with a family member, whether it's somebody that we know and we care about that maybe we can't get along with, whatever it is that we're afraid of, we come to the Lord and say, "Lord, help me. Lord, heal me. I know you're with me. I know you'll strengthen me. And I know you'll love me." So my friends, when you're afraid, when you feel lost, when you feel abandoned, come to the Lord. Ask him for help. Lazarus' sisters did that. Raised Jesus from the dead. Jesus can raise us from the dead, from the death of sin in our lives. He can raise us from the death of fear, of pain, of sorrow that we feel. And our Lord can do this for us. Why? Because he loves us. Our Lord loves us. And that's what we celebrate today. So we continue celebrating the Eucharist today. We thank God for that gift of love. And we ask him to continue to pour that love into our lives so that we're not afraid. So they're not afraid of anything that might come in our way. Thank you guys all very much for your help. You can go back and have a seat.